On this Friday, I had a bunch of stories that have, you know, I've had a couple of these for the past week, a couple are popping up, and just, so I thought I'd just go through a few, especially since some of the stories you're having this morning, using the words confused.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for what's going on with COVID, the committed responses, the casual responses, things that are just going on. And it's not just happening here. It's around the country. It's around the world, of course. And I understand the confusion when you have things that are going on. You know, like in the state, we know we have the stories that there's concern of that beach party that took place.
Right.
And there's actual talk
about hundreds of people, man.
Yeah. They're going to look into, I don't want to say prosecution, but they're going to look into...
apparently it was an organized event. So yeah. Anytime you've got an organizer on an event, they tend to be the ones they go after.
And a lot of people are saying, okay, we get that. However, there are continued protests and demonstrations that are going on that are organized. And you're not hearing about what's going on with any type of activity investigating people who in a large part of, and this is a lot of it's happening in the Detroit area itself, who are making demonstrations and some using masks, some not, and certainly no social distancing going on.
Oh, they look the other way in those.
And so there's your confusion. Mm-hmm. You can do one or not the other. New York had an incident of that going on, I guess, yesterday. And it's kind of funny. Some of this pushback, sometimes it doesn't cut traditional political lines, you know, and ways that you think certain people are thinking, and the pushback that happens. So yesterday, Mayor de Blasio was involved in an event that was organized where the city actually blocked off the street in front of Trump Tower. Mm-hmm. And they painted a Black Lives Matter message on the street.
Bright yellow.
Yeah, and Mayor de Blasio actually was participating, mm-hmm. along with a number of other people, wearing masks, but certainly no 6 feet apart social distancing. They were right next to each other as they mm-hmm. were painting, mm-hmm. and of course the street was closed off. At some point later in the day, the mayor announced that any events that require a permit from New York City are now going to be canceled through September 30th. And any locations that would find themselves interfering with the open streets or open restaurants program are not going to be allowed. And some are saying, well, Mayor, whether or not you had a permit, you certainly closed your street down, which, by the way, is going to be closed through Sunday. And you were not social distancing if you were wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. So there's a confusion that goes on there.
And add to the confusion, there was another city where there was a couple that were out with a bucket of black paint or something, painting over a yellow Black Lives Matter marking on a street. And those people are apparently being threatened with a charge. And they said, we were just painting over some graffiti.
I looked into that. I think it's
really?
The story. Yeah. I think I did. If I understand, the nuance there is that there was actually a permit, or it was allowed that the message was
allowed to be there.
But, so the people who were painting over it didn't have the permit to paint there themselves.
To remove what they considered graffiti.
If I understand that, that mm-hmm. was the nuance there. This is one of my favorites. This is on a worldwide basis. So recently, there was a story about how more than 200 scientists, as it reads here, from around the world, challenging the World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, challenging the official view of how coronavirus is spread. The official view from WHO, the World Health Organization, and the CDC, is that there are only two types of transmission, inhaling the respiratory droplets or touching something. But these experts and 239 researchers from 32 countries signed on to a letter which was published in a scientific journal. I'm not sure which journal it was published, but it was, that they are 100% sure, they say, that particles known as aerosols, which can hang in the air for long mm-hmm. periods of time and float dozens of feet, are also responsible. But the WHO said, no, we understand your concern. However, your group was, you're representing theories based on laboratory experiments rather than evidence from the field. Yesterday, the World Health Organization decided to acknowledge that it's now possible for the coronavirus that could be transmitted through aerosols despite the fact that the World Health Organization still maintains that the research still needs to be better understood because it has not yet been demonstrated published in any kind of a scientific journal. The letter was published, but none of the study information, nor has it been demonstrated in a public situation. So which is it, WHO? I mean, talk about the classic who's on first. I mean, there's another confusing message on a worldwide basis from two scientific organizations that a lot of people are trusting for that. And finally, perhaps my favorite. And I don't even have a story behind this. I saw the headline, and I read the headline, and if this doesn't just confuse everything, and I suppose I should have read to see exactly why the headline was this way, but it was an online news source. And here's the headline. Sweden's coronavirus death toll is now approaching zero.
Approaching zero? How do you approach zero if it is zero? Or you mean it's going down?
It's going down. Almost at zero, yeah.
All right.
That's part of the headline. The rest of the headline reads this way. But experts are warning others not to hail it as a success. If you're getting a death toll near zero, and that is exactly what you want, how can you not hail it as a success? So, again, there must be a lot to the story, I understand, and like I said, but just the headline itself.
So many contradictory things you get floated out there.
In the headline. I mean, come on, give me a break. In fact, at that point when I read that, I'm like, I don't even know what the story is because I'm sure the story itself would confuse us even more. Sweden's coronavirus death toll is now approaching zero, but experts are warning others not to hail it as a success. Anyway.
Yeah. By the way, Fauci gallops to victory. They've got a horse named Fauci now.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, we talked about that. Did the horse actually race?
It won the race.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not sure which race it is.
Well, congratulations.
Maiden special weight won. Keeneland looks like it was in New Hampshire.
I knew that he had this goes back several months when there was somebody named a horse after, but I wasn't sure exactly what the race schedule was. Well, that was a fun way to end a segment on confusion. Yeah, confusion, confounding, casual responses, committed responses, all part of what continues when we talk COVID.